Hey everyone, so recently I had an episode where I talk about how my wife and I bought and then renovated a home, and we created a budget template to track costs and hopefully limit our spending and stick to the plan as much as possible. So with that, I put out a budget template that you can go and get, and that was our most downloaded freebie from the Career Yak show thus far. So I'll put a link again in the show notes. Go check that out if you have any type of projects, or you're renovating a house, or you're doing even a smaller project and you have to see what it's going to cost and track costs throughout so that hopefully you don't overspend. Go check that out. Super helpful. Just wanted to remind everyone of that. And thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. For today's book review, I want to go over the book The Wright Brothers by David McCullough. I heard Dave Ramsey once say, find good authors, not just individual titles, and follow them, read their books. David McCullough is a great author, and I've listened to a couple of his books, including the one about the Revolutionary War called 1776, very good as well. But anyway, Wright Brothers have an amazing story, and I didn't know a ton about them besides what I feel like we all learn in middle school or high school history class about the airplane, but it's really fascinating. And the brothers didn't have PhDs, and it's crazy. In fact, neither had a college degree, and Orville, one of the brothers, didn't even finish high school. So you may ask, how in the world did they come up with the airplane? It was a global race. It wasn't just them that were working on it. And really simply, I mean, they were very observant. They were very smart. And they continuously read books and continuously learned, no matter what. And their father instilled a lifelong love of learning and reading into them. And they just kept at it. Another thing they did, which was really interesting that it goes into detail, they observed birds in flight, which sounds simple, but by watching birds, they got ideas for new iterations of their designs of the airplane, things like that. They documented all their findings, and I mean, this is quite a long process. They were kind of inventors innately, and they had other innovations and skills as well. They tested their ideas. They conducted experiments, and they had a ton of initiative, a ton of ambition. And what I really thought was cool was they were, two brothers from small town Ohio without college degrees, but they truly believed that they could be the ones to bring the airplane to the world. They didn't doubt themselves. They still had the confidence that they could be the ones to do that, even though they didn't maybe have a resume that would jump out at you. They never stopped learning, and really, it's like if you were to look at them on paper, you'd probably be like, these were the guys that came up with the airplane. They had a ton of determination. So I'm not against like formal education. I mean, I went to college and got my business degree, and I think a lot of people benefit from college, but really the lesson I learned in this book is you have to continuously learn. You don't necessarily need a college degree to be successful, though I'm not against it necessarily if it makes sense, but it is something to consider. And then even after college, and if you're going into the workforce or getting an extra degree or whatever after high school, I mean, it is so paramount that you continuously learn. Your job is going to require it, society changes, things like that. It's you never should stop learning, no matter what you do in life and in business. This book inspired me to think big and pursue learning new things that I'm interested in, and or that may benefit my career and add new skills to my repertoire. And maybe that's in the form of a master's degree, maybe it's not, or what have you, but it's definitely an inspiring book. And in this day and age, information is so accessible, and you might be able to take a college course online, or you might be able to even watch YouTube videos and teach yourself something, or maybe you have a friend that's in an industry that you're interested in, and use your network to learn new skills. But there's so many different ways to do it. The excuse that it's not accessible shouldn't be there, and it's definitely, you know, there's ways to get new skills and learn new things. So if the Wright brothers can be the first in flight by learning new things with the resources available in the early 1900s, without a college degree in the Midwest, and when they're competing against other people from Europe and trying to create the airplane, you know, surely over 100 years later, with the new accessibility to information we have nowadays, we shouldn't have the excuse to not learn. So it's crazy. Orville Wright actually lived through the entirety of World War II, and he actually died in 1948. And I can't imagine what it would have been like to invent the airplane and then witness the importance of aircraft in World War II. Obviously, there was some of it in World War I as well. What a change in society and the technology of the airplane in just a short, you know, half a century. So, also, last point I will make. I have some extended family in the Detroit, Michigan area, and we got to go to Greenfield Village. It's in Dearborn, and it's essentially an outdoor museum of sorts. But one of the historic stops is the actual Wright Cycle Shop building, where the brothers housed their bicycle business and worked on some of their earliest forms of aircraft. So, if you're ever in the southern Michigan area, check it out. Super cool. There's a ton of other stuff from history and American historical figures, but it is the actual building. It was moved from their hometown in Dayton, Ohio, to Dearborn, Michigan, to be a part of this kind of outdoor museum. So definitely check that out if you happen to be in that neck of the woods. So yeah, to wrap it up, I'll say learn some more, whether it's the reading, schooling, podcasts, people in your network, audiobooks, seminars, whatever it may be. Don't be afraid to think big. And, you know, the Wright brothers kept pushing and innovating because they believed that they had what it took to be first in the air. So have confidence and then put in the work. So definitely a great book. Would highly recommend it. Hope you enjoy. And don't forget to check us out on careeryak.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe in whatever podcast player you listen to so you don't miss the next episode. And we will see you next time. Hey everyone, one way you can support the show is by checking out our new affiliate partner, Lone Birch Company, based out of New Hampshire, where I am as well. Their owner and founder, Jarek, actually did an interview with me. His episode may or may not be out, depending on when you're listening to this, but go check them out and use the coupon code CAREER for 10% off. They make wood, handmade wood products for your desk or office setting. So check them out. Super high quality stuff, and it'll help Jarek's business and the show. Thanks.